This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration came out with a study this fall saying Austin and other parts of Texas should expect more flooding in the future. But there was some question about the role climate change plays in that increased risk. As KUT's Mose Bouchel reports, climate change is a factor, but the study may underrepresent the risk it poses to Texas.
This story starts with a misunderstanding. It was during the first interview I did after something called the Atlas 14 study came out. That's the report that says much of Texas should plan for more flooding. I had called Austin's floodplain administrator, Kevin Shunk, to find out more. During the interview, I asked him,
"We hear a lot about how climate change could bring heavier rainfall events. Is that part of what we're seeing here?"
And he replied,
"Might this be a picture that is repeated as the climate changes? Maybe, but that's not what this study is telling us."
So to me, that sounded like he was downplaying the role climate change played in this. I was wrong. But to explain why, we need to get into exactly what Atlas 14 is.
Well, I'm glad you asked, because I really don't know what Atlases 1 through 13 were.
This is John Nielsen Gammon. He's the climatologist for the state of Texas. He says, despite the mystery of the name, the study itself is pretty straightforward if you have a mind for numbers.
What it consists of is estimates of the amount of rainfall corresponding to a given likelihood of occurrence.
Okay, so in plain English, the report tells you your odds every year of, say, 12 inches of rain falling in the course of, say, 24 hours.
It's really just probabilities, like a roulette wheel. You can't guarantee when your number is going to come up again.
It calculates those odds by looking at historic rainfall data. In figuring out the history of Texas rainstorms, it arrives at potential risk. Until Atlas 14 came out, the last study like it for Texas was from 1961.
Texas is the next to last region to be completed because it was difficult to put funding together.
That means nearly 60 years of new rainfall data. There have been more extreme storms over that time, and that's one reason the study shows greater storm and flood risk. It's also where climate change comes in. Victor Murphy is a climate service program manager with the National Weather Service in Fort Worth.
The change in climate is getting baked in these new numbers.
Here's how. Climate change causes more extreme storms, and that effect grows as the atmosphere warms. So when storms influenced by climate change over the last 60 years are included in the data, it shows the greater risk.
I mean, these heavy rain events, they don't happen every day, every month, you know, maybe not even every year, but the odds are you're going to see more of them.
But Atlas 14 may still underrepresent the risk of climate-driven storms in some parts of Texas. One reason is that it still includes rainfall data from a time when global warming wasn't having as pronounced an impact on the weather, says state climatologist John Nielsen Gammon.
Because the numbers are assessments of the risk over the past 100, 120 years, or however far back the data goes. So in fact, given climate change, they underestimate the current likely risk of flooding in general.
And that takes us back to the misunderstanding I mentioned at the top of this story, when Kevin Shunk, Austin's floodplain administrator, said this.
Might this be a picture that is repeated as the climate changes? Maybe, but that's not what this study is telling us.
It turns out he wasn't saying climate change didn't influence the findings of Atlas 14. He was saying there's a chance the future storms and floods in Texas might be even worse than the study suggests. Mose Bouchel, KUT News.